From Washington, this is VOA News. Pakistanis are mourning a school attack. Pakistan is in mourning today for the loss of at least 21 people, mostly students, in a gun and bombing attack on a university campus in the northwest. Dozens were wounded. The military says a group of four terrorists stormed the Bacha Khan University in the town of Sharsana Wednesday. They were all killed by security forces. Nawab Khan, father of one student, said there were rumors about an attack on a school in Peshawar. It's unclear who was responsible, but a Pakistani Taliban spokesman denounced Wednesday's attack as a crime against Islamic Sharia. More than 150 were killed during an attack on an army school in December 2014. Meanwhile, in Afghanistan Wednesday, at least seven journalists were apparently the target of a suicide bomber in Kabul. He detonated explosives near a vehicle owned by a company that works for Tolo News, Afghanistan's first 24-hour news channel. Tunisian police clashed again Wednesday with protesters who were demanding jobs in the city of Kasserine, a second day of protests following the death of an unemployed man. Witnesses say police used water cannon and tear gas, responding to protesters who erected roadblocks and threw stones. Protester Mohammed Kadouri said the demonstrators are defending their right to work. The only way to be heard, he says, are to engage in clashes. He says, we've asked for 5 years. He says there is no response. Late Wednesday, the government promised to create thousands of jobs in Kasserine. The North African country has been plagued by high unemployment and poverty since the 2011 revolution that toppled longtime President Zine El Abidine Ben Ali. This is VOA News.